Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Make you look at two bodies. Hit the home, you fly like a loop.
like a moon. This is why I get your number,
on the cover of a vibe magazine. But this chick is looking mean. When she step up on the scene, damn, she looking like a queen. She be the reason why I be rocking BBC. Far from being keyed, but it's really hard to notice. Focus like binoculars, a trickin' like a hocus. Focus, shit from A to Z. Don't you know this? I got plenty of them. Let me go down to my phone. Ashley, light skin chick, looking classy. Bianca, always running through up in a Honda. Can you find a Leticia? She be looking bad if you see her. The little one, but I ain't even gonna brag. I got my Louis off and you got your Louis bag. Keepin' on the track, you can't do it like this. Fifth time, keep me late, that's why I never
you
trip.
So good, can I get your name?
Motherfucking freak, that's word on earth, I love, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's me. That's me. That's what I do. Like, right now, I'm a hood-ass nigga. You know how I'm a hood. Walker Flocka talk about he a hood-ass nigga. But if he don't drink 211, he ain't a hood-ass nigga. I'm drinking fuel reserve right now. Real rap. Real rap.
That's gasoline, yo. That's gasoline.
Hey, he got me on fire,
ain't you? It go there. You're going to be sick on his stomach. Hey, OD, hey, because we hanging out waiting for our guests right now, you know what, and because you's a real-ass nigga, yo, tell us how you go about chasing that paper.
How I go about chasing the paper? You know what I'm saying? I'll go about it by any means. Whatever you got to do, you got to get it, man. And you ain't a grinder. Right now, I'm going through some real, real personal times, man. Like, I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, this is personal. Like, this is heaven sent right now. Like, because I stay on my grind. And you just got to, if you out there and you trying to chase your paper, you just got to keep a straight, focused mind. Like, this is what happened to me in the last 2 weeks. And I'm going to keep it funky. Like, they killed my cousin. And my friend, and my best friend, who is also my other cousin, he just got locked up today. But you know what? I can't slow that down. It can't stop me. It can't affect me. I just got to keep moving because that's how it be. So when I say I chase my paper, what I'm trying to say is I don't let nothing stop me. I'm just a bull, and the paper is red. It's green, but I'm a bull, so I see red, so I chase it. You know what I mean? That's just how it be. That's just how
it is. Hey, that's what's good, man. Stand by for me. You know what I'm saying? Stand by. I'm feeling how you feeling tonight. You say you look good, so you might not be feeling good, but at least you looking good. That's my man, OD. Stand by. We got a new joint coming up from OD called Unrolling. Hey, folks, coming up, we got, I believe I'm pronouncing this right, and Mama, if I'm mispronouncing it, please just check me. In a minute. We got our special guest tonight, Ms. Peri Oreo and Jason Rivera. They are part of the King of Paper Chasing cast. Up next, we're going to go ahead and rock this new joint right here from my man OD. He's having a tough time, but he's still chasing his paper. King of Paper Chasing, hitting the movies next Friday, October 15th. Be on the lookout. Yo, this right here is Unrolling. OD,
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
yeah, I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this bitch must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this shit got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuffs. This shit here profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was this bitch named Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get hot. A real pill popping animal, a pill popping bitch. And she don't mind going down, she could suck a good dick. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Nigga, it's overdose. Shit, what your ass for? I
got that shit that'll put you on your ass, boy. Soon as I get them shit, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them, and my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as shit, man. Blue Dolphin Superman's just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't fuck with X shit, what about speed? Oh, you don't fuck with that shit, let's take it back to weed. Look, I got what you need, oh yeah, your car on E. I fuck with your G, shit, I got delivery. Smash box, nigga, flood the trap spot, nigga. Got a whole pack, work it to the block, hot, nigga. Orange 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Fuck a regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty.
Radio Live. It's 7:16 out in San Francisco. It's 8 o'clock, 8:16 to be exact, out in Denver, Colorado. It's 10:16 in Queens, New York tonight, and we had our special guest waiting for him to get back on the line. That was my man OD. Roland. Yo, OD, man. Yo, peace be unto you, your family. You know what I'm saying, for your loss this week, my brother. You know, stay strong, stay focused, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it'll all work out. It'll all work out. We'll bring you back on the line here soon. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Friday, October 8th, 2010. And tonight we are promoting the new film, King of Paper Chasing, hitting theaters next Friday, October 15th. Tonight we have, I believe it is... Miss Oreo, along with Jason Rivera, I want to say Perry, Perry Oreo. She's a beauty, too, scrumptious.
Hey.
I think she's got a few videos. I think I've seen her in a couple of videos, but we're going to ask her, you know, exactly which videos she's been in tonight. Ms. CeeLo, coming to us out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. How you feeling, Mama?
I'm sore and... tired and amped up all at the same time.
Wow, that sounds like confusion.
No. I mean, peace and chaos, you know.
The peace and chaos, yeah, I understand.
They gave me good medicine, though, you know. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but look, let me say this, right? I like this song, the OD song. I like it way better than the freestyle.
Yo, I like that joint, too. I wish we had a cleaner version, you know what I'm saying, for folks who really... OD, I know you're listening right now. You need to work on a clean version of that, because that's radio-bound material right there. But radio would never play that, you know what I'm saying? So we play it here for you, my brother. But, yo, get a clean version of that, and, yo, cats should be spinning that. If you get me a clean version, I'll forward it on to some mainstream stations, because that's a banger right there.
Yeah.
Again, folks, we are talking about chasing that paper tonight, and I'm not sure what's going on, but our special guests keep popping in and popping out. So we're going to go ahead and play another joint while we're waiting on them. TM Hyman Radio Live, if you got feedback, if you got questions, if you got music, you know what I'm saying? Send it to us, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll play it at least once. If it's whack, if it's not, we'll put it in rotation because we just cool like that. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. 9926. This joint right here, this joint is a throwback. How deep is your love? Drew Hill, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
When you call me puppy, puppy, my baby, baby, I've been seeing another chico. And baby, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that the nigga can't freak like me. So mommy, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me?
How deep is your love for me?
And I see the way you wiggle, the way you move your body. You can make it get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he's better than me. Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that he ain't no free like me. So baby, tell me one little thing.
Radio Live 1023, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight with my special guest, the stars of King of Paper Chasing. I've gotten corrected on the name tonight, Miss Kiari Oreo. Welcome to the show.
Yes, much better. Thank you so much.
Hey, you know what? It was spelled kind of strange, so I knew I was going to crack it up. But again, can you pronounce it officially for the audience of TM Hyman Radio Live?
Yes, my name is Kiari Oreo.
Kiari Oreo.
Okay.
You can call me P for short.
Show. P for short. No doubt.
Okay.
Is Jason with you?
No, Jason is actually in Tampa, Florida as we speak for whatever
yes.
reason.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is Jason
Hello?
Online with us? Or is it just you, Miss Oriel?
Oh. Yeah,
well, I hear somebody else. I hear another man.
I'm here. Can you hear me, brother?
Okay, now.
Okay. You know what? Good deal. I didn't know whether that was Ray or what. Go ahead and introduce yourself again to the folks as well, my brother.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jason Lanzar Rivera, Dell from King of Paper Chasing.
No doubt.
The male eye candy, ladies.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I'm not that sexy, though.
So be on the lookout for that one.
Again, welcome to the
show, folks.
You
know, we got a little bit for everybody in this movie, you know.
Hey, you know what? We're loving it. We had your executive producer, DL, on Wednesday night. He dropped a lot
uh-huh.
of jewels on his head, shared a lot of information. So, again, welcome to the show. Folks, if you just tuned in, it's Friday, October 8th, 2010. And we're talking about how do you go about chasing your paper. All of us are hustling, chasing paper some way, somehow, you know. But we got the new flick, King of Paper Chasing, hitting theaters next Friday, October 15th. And we got the stars here with us. Miss Oreo and Mr. Rivera, you just gave your character, Piari, your character name.
I play Dahlia. And, you know, she's a,
Go for it. Go ahead.
She's the girlfriend of Cart in the movie, the main character. And, you know, she's a very special, a very interesting character as well.
Yeah, she's
I think
a special
you guys are
individual.
Gonna, yeah, I think you're definitely either going to love her or hate her, but I think you're more so going to love her, so.
How close is her character aligned with who you really are? Are you similar or are you opposite?
Oh, shush, whatever.
Oh.
We are very much alike, but not. Are you laughing at me? Don't laugh.
Yes.
we are very much alike in some ways. Like, you know, she's a pretty girl. She's fly. You know, like she has some street smarts, but also she does a bunch of different things. But she's a very complex individual. I'm not that complex. I'm pretty easygoing. But she's kind of a diva. But in her own right. So, I mean, if you watch the movie, you will definitely see what I'm talking about.
Okay. So that's Miss Dahlia we're looking out for, King of Paper Chasing. And Jason, your character again.
Dahlia, yes.
My character goes by the name of Dell. Dell is the right-hand man to the main character, Carte Blanche, in the movie. Dell is really just a younger hustler coming up trying to earn his stripes and trying to move beyond the regular realm of what we call, quote-unquote, the street game. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's trying to take it to that next level, and he's trying to prove himself in the eyes of the character Carte Blanche.
Right. What I stressed Wednesday night was this was not just a regular hood hustler getting money kind of movie. This is not just that hood movie. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure people understand that. Expound as to why this is not just that regular hood hustler movie.
And you want to know what? And I want to thank you for pointing that out, because King of Paper Chasing is not that whatsoever. King of Paper Chasing is a story of ambition, is a story of hustle, and is a story of how somebody, like, it's really like a step-by-step booklet, you know what I mean, to quote my man Big, of how to make it to the top from the bottom. That's what King of Paper Chasing is. It embodies hustle, struggle, and ambition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like the way you
said that. How would you kick it, Pete? How would you talk about King of Paper Chasing?
I mean, I agree with everything you said. It is. It's, you know, and everybody has a hustle. Like, you know, from the grocery person to, you know, the mailman to the teacher to the, you know, people in the street. Like, you know, we all have a hustle. Everybody's just trying to get by and, you know, and be a better person and be able to provide for themselves and their family, kids, whatnot, and just, you know, be able to live life and be, you know, and have fun with it. But of course, you know, you will go through your struggle to get to the top, as, you know, with anything good, you know, there is that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so this movie kind of shows you, like, everybody's struggle.
No doubt. How did you all hook up with DL? How did you actually become a part of this project?
Me? I went to, they had a casting for it. And it was kind of, you know, like, it was like basically love at first sight. Like, as soon as, you know, I got there and I read Fidelia, you know, Lamont was there. He's also the director, and DL was there. And, you know, we all kind of just hit off, like, from day one. Like, as soon as I left, it was like, yo, you know, that's it. Or, you know, they tell me that, so I was going by what they said. They're like, you know, she's her, that's Fidelia. So, you know, I was giving them attitude from day one a little bit, just to let them know.
Oh, no, go ahead, brother, you got it.
No, go ahead, my friend, go ahead.
You know, what I was going to say was, I mean, I actually came about it through MySpace, no less. Like, I had never acted before, never stepped in front of a camera. Through MySpace, the director, Lamont Edwards, reached out to me, said I fit the breakdown for a particular character. I went in the next day, auditioned, and got offered the role on the spot. I'm quite honest with you. It was just kind of one of those destined-to-be stories.
Destined to be. I like that. And we're going to keep this conversation going. Folks, if you just tuned into the show tonight, it's 10:31 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. My man Jason's in Tampa, Florida. Peoria, you are where?
Peoria,
you are where? You are coming to us live from New York. That's what's good. We got CeeLo coming live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Let's check this joint out right here. From DL, it's called Fresh. We're going to keep this conversation going. King of Paper Chasing, next Friday, October 15th. Hey, be on the lookout. This is Fresh, TM Hyman Radio Live. My man DL.
Ladies, come on. It's your boy, T.A. Cats got the world food with the moves they making so ill. to sell weed, cause your maybe's got the crib on my wrist, your whip on my neck, my game gets respect, your game is suspect, flavor foul, how you ball, I be the player of the year, all I hope to do is score, more shit, more hoes, more rocks, very small floor, here tailor made, not available in any store, I real attack, I'll go through cat, whether in NYC or with my G's in Cali, mommy see the cheese, mommy peace the freeze, we in the West Indies. Mommy kill the breeze, sip the Perrier, shoe away, rose, party every day, a Saturday, before we came.
You're going to see a vast amount of layers in them.
And I think there's going to be a character for everybody that steps into that movie theater that they're going to be able to see. I see myself in Thalia. I see myself in Ugly Man, which shout out to Mr. Stephen Williams. That's my brother who plays Ugly Man.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be able to see themselves in each one of these characters. And then you have carte blanche that if you can't see yourself in some way, shape, or form and understand Carl Tussle, then there's something wrong with you. You have to understand and you have to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. When you think of being on the set, you okay? When you think of being on the set, what was your most memorable like moment while filming, Miss Piori?
This was my very first movie. It's my very first film. And, like, honestly, like, what I'm taking away from it, like, what I loved about making this movie was just the cast and, like, how we all became, like a family. Like, you know, I consider everybody on that whole set, like, even just the crew. Like, you know, I loved everybody. We all had, like, a ball every day. It was just, like, such a great environment. It was a great learning experience. And, you know, I just had a ball with everything, like, you know, taking it all in, you know, just young, fresh, you know, actress on the scene. Just, you know, it was amazing for me. So I just say just being there was, you know, was enough for me. It did it for me.
Just being a part of the number. But good enough. You didn't have to win the award. Just to be nominated was good enough.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, I was just so, like, happy to be there. When I got the call back, I was like, really? Like, okay. Like, oh, they love me. They really love me. Like, I was just, you know, I couldn't have been happy. I was on cloud nine. So, yeah, the whole thing was a great experience for me.
Do you think that film will make you, you know, go out for other parts? Or is there...
Of course, yeah.
That was the question.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were still asking a question, but you know, like this role is like it's just the beginning. Like, you know, I want to take on many more roles. I don't want to be categorized as just like the cute girl, like the girlfriend. Like, I want to play all kind of roles. You know, like, I want to be unstoppable with this. Like, I love this. This is a passion of mine. And, you know, I just want to be able to, like, you know, really go forth with this. And, you know, this is, like, one of my hustles. This is, you know, like, how I'm the queen of paper chasing. This, you know, I'm out here chasing my dream, out here trying to do what it is that I love, and I'm not going to stop until, you know, I see many more of these kind of interviews and, you know, and more, you know, premieres. Like, this, we just getting started with this, honestly.
Did y'all see the segue? The segue was crazy. Applause, see? Right to the queen of paper chasing. I love it.
Yeah.
So dope. Hey, I like that. Hey, Jason, about yourself, what was your most memorable while filming?
My most memorable moment while filming. You know, it's funny, right, and I'm going to catch flack for this, you know, because my girlfriend's listening on the other line right now, but my most memorable moment I have, too. One of them, you know, was the shower scene, which, you know, fellas, you're going to enjoy that scene.
Oh, God.
When I get to walk in on Miss Thalia, you know, that was definitely a memorable scene. She was in the shower. So, you know, I'm sorry, baby. I know you're going to hear this. You're going to be upset, but that was a great moment for me.
It's all work, man. All work, mom. All work.
All work. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's all work, no play. And, I mean, you know, honestly, PR hits the nail on the head. I mean, we just had a great time filming this movie, man. Like, I never thought I could have so much fun doing something that's considered work in some people's eyes. I mean, just the entire experience, man, was just amazing, yo. It was really just amazing. Lamar and DL, like, they really just made this a family environment, for real.
Hey, that's what's good. If you just tuned into the show, it's Friday, October 8th. We got Peoria.
You had it, baby.
I'm going to keep it moving. Peoria Oreo. And my man Jason Vera. Thalia and Dale.
I'm not mad. You can say my name a thousand times. Go ahead. Keep on saying it. I want everybody to know it. Know it well. Oreo. Yes.
Let me help you to understand.
We are in the building. We are on the phone. We are on the internet. We are in your be here for a while.
We are in New York. I'm here in Tampa. We repping hard. King of Paper Chasing.
Hey, my man, I'm live in Tampa.
Huh?
Tell me why you in Tampa right now. Because I could have brought the show to you. I could have brought the show to you, and we could be doing this live from wherever you are right now. So that's the next time.
That would have been nice.
No.
Oh, I could have came to you. I didn't know this is what was happening tonight, man. I'm actually out here in Tampa. I'm on family business. I just purchased a house out here.
Okay.
So I'm actually right outside of Tampa, to be honest with you.
That's what's good. You're about to be a neighbor.
Yeah, man, I'm right outside of Tampa in the Gibsonton area.
All right. I'm familiar with Gibsonton. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, as you see, we've made friends with two of the hottest new stars to hit the film. It's King of Paper Chasing. It's Piari Oreo. And again, my man Jason Rivera. TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're going to give you an opportunity to ask some questions tonight, but you got to do it quick, all right? It's 10:45 here in Tampa. It's 9:45 in Chicago. This joint right here is called I Need You. This is DL. We're talking about King of Paper Chasing. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to run the clock. So now there's no more that can replace you. Cause the whole world is coming round. Cause I got the money now. But they will never replace you. Girl, you're all that I need.
Figure what went wrong, my head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time, tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do, gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling, ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life, never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice. To everything I say, hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. Like Android, but now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone. Now you tell me no. Damn, shorty, you're still coping, hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit restart. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being you tell me that I'm forever yours. Wits ain't as high. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know
you
now.
Me down
for her.
From the brother.
Levine, Trey Songz.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back. It's Friday, October 8th, 2010, 10:50 here on the East Coast, 7:50 on the West Coast. We have our special guest coming to us live from New York and Tampa, the stars of King of Paper Chasing, Peori.
Yes, Peori. What's up, guys?
Jason Rivera. Yo, what the hell? By now I should have it, right?
I love the way you say my name now. You say it so good. I want you to say it one more time.
Hey, we branding. We branding tonight, so somebody going to have to send me a check in a minute. Peori, Oreo. Yeah.
Peori, Oreo.
Peori. Uh-huh. Is that right? Peori, Oreo.
Yes,
Jason and Peori, you're in a good place right now. The movie's starting to get a buzz. It's headed in a positive direction. But let's go back a few steps before we started feeling real good. How many doors? Because
okay.
I got real listeners out there. You got folks tuned in Tokyo right now, in Baghdad right now, in London right now. They listen to you.
Okay.
It's 11:50 a.m. tomorrow in Tokyo. It's 11:50 a.m. in Baghdad. It's 5:51. In Paris, we got folks in Paris. It's 4:51 in the a.m. Tell people how many doors got slammed in your face before you actually got an opportunity that you felt was a real opportunity.
Wow.
And what kept you focused? Because it wasn't easy.
Well, for me,
you got to figure ahead. It's all you.
All right. Well, I mean, for me, like, coming from like my background, which is, you know, modeling. You know, I've had various contacts and a bunch of different opportunities. So, you know, this project it wasn't that difficult. Like, it just came to me, and you know, we all just clicked. So this project, you know, it was very natural, and it was a very organic movement the way everything went down. But there are many, you know, like this is not by far like an easy game. It's very hard to get into it, and it's very hard to stay in it once you've gotten in. You got to stay relevant. You got to stay on your ground. You got to keep going to your acting classes, your auditions. You got to believe in yourself. And it's even better when you have like a team. You have family support. You know, your friends supporting you. Whoever supporting you, whoever loves you dearly and wants you to, you know, prosper in life. You know, you got to have that support because there are tough times and you will be discouraged and you will, like, maybe stop believing in yourself, like, damn, you know, maybe this isn't for me, maybe this won't happen. But if you have people around you, you know, rooting for you, you know, you're going to keep on believing in yourself and you're going to keep going. And with all that hard work, you know, something's going to give. And, you know, just me, I've always had a great team. And with King of Paper Chasing, you know, my team presented it to me. And, you know, you got to... As soon as the door opens, you got to walk through that damn door, and you got to really just give your all. You can't be shy. You can't be scared. You got to leave all that behind the threshold. As soon as you cross that threshold, as soon as you cross through that door, you got to bring your A game. You got to just go for it.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. I like that. I like that zeal you got, you know? I like that zeal. We're talking to Ori. Oreo tonight, folks. King of Paper Chasing. Oh, go ahead, Jason.
You were there, man. There's no women on the other side of the line to say my name over and over again. Somebody.
Hey, you know what? Hey, no. We're an equal opportunity promoter here. Can you help me with the brother?
Look, I don't even know his name because you just said her name so many times.
That's my man Jason Rivera. So go ahead and help him out. I'm going to take a seat right now.
Okay.
Jason Rivera, everybody. Go ahead, help you guys up.
Well, I appreciate it. Well,
can I get a chance?
Hey, you can't move too slow though. We live. So you gotta move, you gotta move. Get it in. Let's get it in.
Jason Rivera. I say it like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was sexy. I like that. There we go. See, You know what, though? Like that, let me kick it with the listeners real quick, man, and let me just really genuinely say that, you know what I mean, that as a team, I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody, man. We really do appreciate everybody tuning in and giving us the support and love and the opportunity to talk to everybody because we have a real story to tell. King of Paper Chasing, I mean, when you see the film, you're going to realize that it embodies all of us. It embodies the hustle. Like, I'm still getting doors slammed in my face. Just because, you know what I mean, we have one film out there that's catching a buzz by the grace of God doesn't mean that every door is going to fly open. You know what I mean? Like, the King of Paper Chasing was really divine intervention. It was something that happened at the time it was supposed to happen for all of us. But there's a lot of people out there that's still currently hating, that don't believe in the movement, that don't see what it is that we can bring to the table. So our goal there, and not just on your show, brother, which you appreciate, everywhere we go is to let people know that we got something genuine and real to say, you know what I mean, and to show the world.
No doubt. No doubt. It's a couple of things that was just stated just in reference to support in tough times. And what you just said is people that don't believe. I wanted to just kind of flip the conversation because this is that talk radio, real talk show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm in the game. I understand the business. This platform right here is for real people doing real things. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're not going to get anywhere hating. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we're talking to a global audience here on this show. You know what I'm saying? We got cats that's speaking in languages that we don't even understand, but it's okay. You feel me? Because we're just trying to get our products and our services and our name out there. You know what I'm saying? Just know that on this show, y'all can come back and promote anything that you're doing. You know, any project that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what this platform is for. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Let's go to area code 443, last four digits 0194. 443, last four digits 0194. The mic is yours. Ari and Jason tonight. Go for it.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Oreo? I want to ask a real, real question tonight.
Hi.
All right, you sound good, too. How you doing? Say thank you. You sound good.
Thank you, sweetie. Where are you from? You sound kind of cute,
doing?
Too. Going on with
oh,
you.
Oh, so there it is. Look at you, Flurry. You so nasty. Look. No, but I want to know, like,
where
I
you
know,
going
real,
from?
I'm calling right now. See, this is the Baltimore area code, but I'm in Virginia right now. Like, I want to know.
Okay.
You know, I want to know a question, though. You got to answer my question. Dude, you sound good. You got pretty teeth, too, huh? Look. No. Look at her. She's telling me too.
What's your
What is your question, my man? What's your question?
Okay, my question is right now, okay, you're doing your first movie, and I'm going to go watch it, too, and I'm going to take all my friends to go watch Paper Chasers right now. I just gave you a free plug,
please,
too.
Please,
okay. Now, look, what I want, you know, like, me being an artist right now, you being an actor, like, we all set goals for ourselves at the end of the day. So, like, what's your goal and what's your plan to see, like, when you first get into it, you got a plan on when you think you'll win your Oscar by? How old you think you're going to be before you get that? Huh?
I don't know, like Jennifer Hudson, like, she just came in the game, she won all these awards, I'm sure she had no idea things would happen that fast. I mean, honestly, you never know, but being realistic, you know, it definitely takes time. You know, like, Halle Berry, she's been in the game, I don't know how many years before she finally got her Oscar, you know, so, I mean, you know, I'm not really putting the time for it, I'm just every day, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to get closer to my goals, and hopefully, you know, like, I don't know what project it might be. It might be like an independent film. It could be a blockbuster film. I don't know what will take me to that point where I'll actually get noticed or get my recognition, where I get my award. So I don't know.
That's
what's
good.
You're gonna get it soon.
A couple years from now, I might be 35. I don't know.
You're gonna get it soon. What are you talking about? Stop talking crazy. You're gonna get it soon.
Good. No, actually, I think that's a compliment to me. Thanks for that call out about Baltimore, and I think that was a compliment. The fact that, you know what I'm saying, he see that you can even, you know what I'm saying, acquire something as powerful as that. But
yeah,
I think you're real with it, you know what I'm saying? I think you're real with it.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Hudson definitely, I doubt if she saw what exists right now for herself, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, like that was crazy. Like, you know, like that was amazing how that came out. You know, like, I'm sure she had no idea, you know, like wow, like I was wowed by that. Like, really?
Right.
So, like, you never know. Like, you know, like, life is crazy. It's full of surprises. You really honestly never know.
my man Jason, for artists trying to break into the game right now, you know, whether they're trying to be an actor, whether they're trying to be a producer, director, I like the fact that Ms. Oriole threw out the fact that she took acting classes. I think some cats really think that it's as simple as waking up in the morning, deciding that they want to, you know, be a producer or be an actor, and they think they can just get in front of the camera. One thing that you said earlier, it's an ensemble. Can you explain what an ensemble is and what it takes for an ensemble to bring, like, straight harmony with a project, like King of Paper, Jason?
Well, again, by an ensemble, we mean everybody, every character that you're going to see in the screen in front of you brings something to the piece itself. Each one of us can be a main character in another film. What it takes for harmony, honestly, is rehearsals, is knowing your character yourself, understanding where it is they're coming from and where it is that they're trying to go. And just, to be honest with you, brother, I'm going to be so real with you, as much hard work as it takes, luck is something that just needs to genuinely happen. Whether you call it luck, whether you call it divine intervention, whatever it is, and on top of the hard work, you just got to be
blessed.
Being blessed. Yes. I mean, well, yeah, well, because God is our creator. He does it all for us. But at the end of the day, we just really got to be lucky. And we had a good cast that came together, and we became a family afterwards.
And we all had chemistry, too. Like, we all clicked.
Yeah.
And when you
said that, the shower thing that I clicked, I was like, there we go.
Yeah, when you say lucky, aren't you really referring? And I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I want to make sure I understand. When you say lucky, you really mean the luck of the chemistry really activating, bringing forth, you know what I'm saying, the cohesiveness that's required, right? When you say luck, yeah. Is that what you mean?
Well, most definitely. When I say luck, I guess I should really define it better. I guess we came to the table with an open mind. We came to the table willing to say, you know what, we're going to check our egos at the door, like P. R. E. said. We're going to get ahead and put all our inhibitions, check it from the top, follow what Lamont had in mind, and say, you want to know what? We see your vision. Take us there to the finish line. D.L., we see where it is that you want us to go. You want to know what? Get ahead. Let's get there. And you just have to be willing to do that. A lot of people come into this game with too much of an ego, and it gets them nowhere.
Right. And that's what I wanted to actually just make sure we clarify, because, you know, I think a project like this, when you can, I'm just going to say it, folks, and again, we have folks listening all over the world. I happen to be an African-American. I think by the voices and the pictures I've seen of these folks, I've never met them, I think they're African-American. So I can say this. We don't check our egos at the door enough. In order for us to be successful, which I think sometimes takes us out of position. You know, if we checked our egos, we would acquire a lot more, because sometimes I think we let opportunities pass us by because we don't check our egos. And I'm glad, you know, that was something that the both of you were able to, you know what I'm saying, not just acknowledge, but really say yeah, that's required.
Yes.
Folks, we're talking about King of Paper, Jason. The film actually hits next Friday, October 15th. DL is the executive producer. My man Jason Rivera is playing Del. Peori Oriole is playing Delia. And we need you to check it out. Can one of you throw out the website?
The website is www.kingofpaperchasing/themovie.com.
Is that somebody's background is serious?
Wow.
Go ahead and hit that website one more time.
Website again is www.kingofpaperchasing.com/themovie.com. And there you'll be able to see a bio on each one of the actors' gallery with pictures of us. In case you were wondering what Peori looked like, you can see pictures of her there. You'll be able to see the trailer there as well. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the commercial, which is bananas, also shows up there as well.
Yeah, I love the commercial.
Yeah,
right, folks, you can hit us up at TM Hyman Radio Live on Facebook. Pictures are posted of both of our guests tonight. Check them out. TM Hyman Radio Live at Facebook. On Facebook, we are TM Hyman Radio on Twitter, 917-889-3926. Hey, we really appreciate the both of you, your time tonight. King of Paper Chasing, we're going to follow it. We're going to promote it. Anytime you want to come back, you're welcome here. My man Jason.
Thank you.
You're coming to Tampa. We definitely going to have to, you know, connect. We got a studio over here, do video production, the whole nine. Piari, you are welcome to come down, vacation in the sun anytime.
You know what, I need a vacation. It's starting to get cold.
Hey, come on
here.
Down.
I don't know.
Hey, I hear it's kind of nippy up north right now. So we still
today,
got
today,
nice.
Today wasn't so bad, but the past couple of days have been freezing. And like I was out in LA for the past, you know, like the past year. So I'm coming back over here, I'm like, whoa. No doubt.
Well, you're welcome here, TM Hyman Radio Live out of Tampa. Charlotte, North Carolina, is where CeeLo is tonight. She's a little under the weather, but she'll be back. Again, thank you all very much. King of Paper Chasing next Friday, October 15th. Hit us up with any questions. We will forward it on to our entertainment media, my man Ray.
And if you have any questions for us, you should hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter as well.
Throw it out there. Throw
it out there. Anybody that's interested. You know, if you want to talk to me, if you want to talk to me, mine's just at Piarry, P-I-A-R-R-Y. And yeah, my Facebook is the same, Piarry Oreo. So,
mine's a little bit longer. Mine's a little bit longer, so y'all going to have to hit me on Twitter, which is Act Like Lanzar, LikeLanzar. That's my middle name, or just on Facebook, Jason Lanzar Rivera. You'll find me there.
No doubt. Hey, anything y'all trying to do, multimedia related, you know, film production, hit us up. You know, we got you. We can definitely do some work, you know, keep this thing going.
Real quick, this is Ray. I have a quick correction. The website is actually King of Paper Chasing, dash, instead of slash, is a dash, a hyphen, themovie.com. Just wanted to correct that. And there's no G at the end of King.
This is Entertainment and Media, folks. This is my man Ray. We appreciate him. Go ahead, one more time, the full address.
It's King of Paper Chasing, chasing without a G, and it's dash, instead of a slash, themovie.com.
This is
that
voice. That voice that comes out of the sky every now and then just to correct us. We appreciate that voice in the sky.
Hilarious.
Hey,
thank you,
T.L.
I appreciate you, man.
No doubt.
And appreciate the audience for listening.
Absolutely. October 15th, 2010, folks. We appreciate the artists, the producers, the actor, actresses tonight. Actress, excuse me. King of Paper Chasing.
Yes.
Hey, this is an independent film. It requires your support. Tell somebody, guys, please. To check it out, all right? DL told us the other night that this is something that requires support, all right? So check it out. If the movie doesn't come to you, you know, it's because your ass didn't get out there and vote and hit up the website and say that you wanted it to come to your city. This is something that you really got to support. Now, hey, do you all know if we can write somebody or email somebody?
What I do know is on the website, the one that Raphael just said, not the one that I said previous, with the dash, not the slash, you can go there and demand it, I believe, on the bottom of the homepage. Am I correct, Raphael?
You are correct. You can go up there and just demand it, put your city in, and just say you want it to come to your city. The more people that demand it, the sooner we'll be in that city. Obviously, we kick off in New York on the 15th, but after that, you know, it'll be Atlanta, Chicago, L.A., D.C., and in Atlanta and a bunch of other markets, as well as on DVD at the top of the year. But still come out and support
us. Support us. Yes, yeah, come out and support us, man. This is a real movement here, and we really need you guys' support.
But of course.
You definitely got our support here in Tampa. Where I am, you got it in Virginia, where we come live from, in Charlotte, where we come live from, in Delaware, where we come live from, And again, we got an audience that's global. So let's keep some things going to promote this movie. Whatever we can do, we're going to do it for you, all right? Hey, appreciate you. Love you all. Keep listening. This is our second hour. We have an entertainment news segment coming up, folks. Thanks for listening. Keep riding.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. This is state of emergency.
You want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Go get him, Dutch.
Winter's turn, Kobe Hold is the coldest, majestic, better with time, I'm like Opus, one, young, no two alike like a snowflake, okay,
show me what you got, baby,
words are slurring, engine purring, mom's front, but I'm so determined, shots up a throne, now she in the zone, I ain't talking about the 2-3, mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3, Georgia change, make no difference, you are ball in the same,
nigga, I am the Mike Jordan of recording, nigga, you might wanna fall back from recording,
right, it's not important for Boston to go for the hype for being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Baby, just ignore them. True for them, mommy, listen, learn. I got a drop, I just took it to the top. It's your turn.
Hey.
But if I get one night, baby girl, I swear I'll make Kelly's love a dude, give me got your hair. I take the shot there, I take long trips, I take the coke off. You can take flips, I take you there. Take my time, take your clothes off, I take off mine. Ma, show me what you got. Kobe in the spot, I told you I was hot. Kelly's love a dude, it's a rap. Rock out the song, you clone the king's back. You got less than 2 months to get y'all thing together. Good luck, show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, bird lady. Show me what you got, darling. Show me what you got, baby. Dance up that way, that way.
Get high.
Where is EPMD?
Yo, sweet, because he was high.
Warren G. Where's Warren G?
Is high and never coming out with another album.
Method Man, where's Method Man?
They come. They just came out with another album. Him and Redman, and they're never gonna stop. They're doing, you know, they do a lot of background stuff too, you know.
Where is Nas?
Got to try to get that money up to pay Khalees for that baby. He wish he never had. He should have stuck with Destiny, man.
Yo, that's hilarious. Where is RZA?
Yo, working on music. He produces for everybody. He's not just Wu-Tang anymore.
Where is Rakim?
Yo, then yo, sleeping high.
You said everybody's
sleeping high, right?
Where is Rob Bass?
Where is he? He's not even on the VH1 One Hit Wonder thing no more, is he?
Where is Raisin?
Who? Ray? Yo, she got a problem.
Ray.
Yeah, she had a perm. She was on the hip hop women show.
Where is MC Light?
On the hip hop show, on the women's hip hop show. Like, was that on Wednesday? They were showing it on BET.
Wait, yo.
Working on music. And she does the satellite radio thing too, doesn't she?
No idea. That's why I'm wondering. That's why I'm wondering where she is. New reflection tonight. Lilo Charlotte, TM Hyman, Tampa.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 I'm not a
11:21 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, 11:21 Tampa, 11:21 Charlotte, North Carolina. CeeLo, you there?
Yes.
Yo, thanks for riding with me.
No problem at all.
No, you're feeling under the weather.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling out the ice pack and all this stuff now, Everybody's wound down and tired of me now, so I'm moving slow on my own.
We thank you for your dedication, but your company hopefully helps you as much as you help us. I'm trying to think. We are talking about the National Football League's Good, Bad, and Ugly on Sunday, 7 p.m. You can check us out right here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m., Sunday, 7 p.m., TM Hyman Radio Live. Hit us up with new music. We'll play it at least once, we promise. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, TM Hyman Radio Live. Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. 917-889-3926. I believe we got OD still hanging out with us. Is that correct?
He's
still hanging out with
us. I'm right here. What it is, my dude? Can you hear me right now?
Oh, boy.
We hear you.
Hey, yes, yo. We hear you, baby.
All right. Loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
I want to let y'all know I sent y'all my clean version of my song, too. And what I want to do right now, I'm feeling real, real good, so I want to give y'all a freestyle. Can I do that?
Oh, go ahead, baby.
Let me get it. I want y'all to count. I want y'all to count down from three real quick. One, two,
okay.
Three. I'm gonna. Okay, here we
all
go.
Right.
All right. One, two,
three.
Two. Let's go. Look, the reason I said I'm about to rap right now.
Go
I'm ahead. Okay, here we go. I'm so goddamn high, yo, I think I'm about to levitate. I'm out my mind, so that means I'm feeling extra great. 211, y'all say it feel like gasoline? But fuck them, man, real nigga, sit lean. MBE, Money Boy, that's my fucking team, and I'm the leader. I'm the head paper chaser. Shout out to my motherfucking Crane. He took a charge for a nigga, now we living large. While I'm freestyling, shout out to my nigga Shot. I'm on the air, but right now I'm really on the block. I got a nice 22 when I want a Glock, and that's the way it goes. Shout out to that girl named Oreo. I got the shit on bootleg. I love your show. I'm a rapper. You an actor. You know how they go. 50 and Vivica got it popping. So let's show a motherfucker BET award, bro. I want an Oscar. And you like to grind, so I got to make you mad. I'll let you meet my grandmama, girl, you're good enough. I'll let your boy, goddamn, I'll put it up. Hey, and you know that's the way you fucking be. You with you right now, but you should be with me. I want to make you everything that I want to be. I'll let your boy, girl, they call me OD. Damn.
Go ahead.
O-D.
Ask her to marry you next time.
Hey. Hey. 11:25 on a Friday night. That's my man, OD, coming to us live off the dome. You heard it, Ms. Oreo. You heard it right here,
Look, I'm kind of feeling you,
Uh-oh. Look, you got a song and everything. You got a song and everything. Look at that.
Oh.
Hey, TM Hyman Radio Live. My man, OD. OD coming. What part of VA you coming out of tonight, OD?
Oh, we call it Shark City, but I think y'all know it as Norfolk, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how we go.
Okay. I'm Shark City. I'm from Norfolk. Let me answer that one for me.
Uh-oh. What part of Norfolk? Uh-oh. I'm about to switch the tables. What part of Norfolk you from, though?
I'm from parts that have been torn down. Liberty Park. You know about that? What you know about Bowling Park? Huh? What
you
know about that?
Don't by the SPCA. Don't stop playing.
Parish and Holland. How about that? The corner of Parish and Holland.
Hey, for real. I went out of her neighborhood. Niggas was shooting. Ain't nobody even run. So she good for real.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
soft for a second. That's the only way we could talk, huh? Talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, man. Let's go. We had a little misunderstanding, cause you were so demanding. Then you left me standing, stranded. You left me so damaged. I know that love hurt, but I forgot to bring my bandage. They always say it's meant to be here to come back. But since you left, baby, I've been on the wrong track. I just wanna say, I'm in love with you, babe. And I'ma always be there, like MJ. Do you remember the time we fell in love? All the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us. When you said goodbye, I seen the dove fly. You never seen a thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is, gotta hurt, no. Come on, baby, listen. It's from the heart, you know. They saying it's other fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you a simple God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down too. Yes, I'm talking about you. I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be fine. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you? Who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. So they say every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. I said some things I ain't mean to say, only cause I was mad with the packing. I was wearing my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like 18. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is,
your hip-hop informer. It's 6:31 in the a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad. It's 6:31 a.m. in Rio de Janeiro. It's 12:31 p.m. in Tokyo. It's 11:31 p.m. here in Tampa, Florida. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. We got my man OD hanging out with us. OD said he went creeping through CeeLo neighborhood, and he knew it was hood because he started shooting, or he either saw somebody shooting or heard some shooting, and then nobody moved. Now, that's a hood.
Okay. Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt.
Right. Hey, OD, hey, nobody move, nobody get hurt, OD.
That's the way it go. Hey. What's good? We was playing basketball, and they start shooting. I'm like, what the fuck going on? I go to Doug. Them niggas like, what you doing? Them niggas ain't shooting at you. I'm like, you know what? That makes perfectly good sense.
That's the first question I'm going to be to you.
Hey, hold on, CeeLo. Hey, OD.
What's good?
Hey, try not to use the profanity openly. Be conscious. We got folks listening all over the world. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to offend nobody, right? Hey, before we go any further, producers are telling me that angels are in the building. Angels are in the building, so I need to yield. Welcome to the show, angels. How was the conference?
Oh, it's marvelous. Marvelous. Well, we definitely had to step away just to make sure that we show our support for the TM Hyman Radio Live show. You know, we're here at the conference right now going on. Marvelous speakers, learning a lot of information.
Share just a couple of tidbits of information that you have gotten out of the conference tonight, really, as we kind of pause, which would typically be our health and wellness segment right now. So just go ahead and share just tidbits of what you've gotten out of conference tonight.
Okay, what I got from the conference tonight. Tonight's conference is a FED conference. It's it's a Freedom Enterprise Weekend conference. Basically, just understanding why you should be free. You should be free. Live in a country that's free. You should have free dreams. You should be able to live free of not having to worry about getting up, going to work, or someone controlling your money. Just learning how to basically be free and what can basically help you get there. And Amway is the vehicle that they are promoting this weekend. URA Association is the vehicle that they are promoting this weekend to establish that free enterprise for you. We have heard from many different speakers, basically millionaires, that are making six figures that built this business from ground zero. They came from it's very similar backgrounds, struggling, trying to make ends meet, paycheck to paycheck, but was determined, focused, dedicated, and had a dream. They had a dream that they wanted to be free and to control their own destiny, and they worked hard for it. And they built the business and did listen to their mentors, even when they didn't want to, when they didn't want to follow the game plan. They wanted to do what their friends were doing. They listened to the people who were already making the money and decided to go with them instead of their friends. And that's basically what we're learning, you know, this weekend about, you know, making a dream, sticking to it, following the plan, you know, getting in connection with people who are already doing something that you want to do and just following their lead, not getting, you know, persuaded or, you know, or getting deterred from, you know, what your path is or what your focus is. And wonderful, wonderful.
No doubt. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for stopping in tonight. We appreciate it. Be safe. Go get more information. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Ms. Willingham coming live from a conference. I know the conference is on the East Coast. That's all I know, is that the conference is on the East Coast. Ms. Delaware, are you in Delaware tonight? Are you online with us?
I am.
Toya,
hi,
Toya.
Hey, CeeLo. Hey, TM, OD. I'm sorry?
What's the location of the conference tonight?
We're in Washington, D.C. We're in D.C.
D.C., okay.
Yeah.
D.C., our nation's capital.
Yes, yes.
That's what's good. What's good. Anything you want to share with the folks tonight?
Well, yeah, we're not only learning about financial independence and things of that sort, but also about personal growth. You know, not so much about making money, but being able to make money and help other people. So they're speaking a lot about that, personal growth, personal responsibility. You know, stop living in the past. Get excited about what you can do for yourself and what you can do for other people from here on. Don't let people steal your dream. A big thing that they're saying is don't let people steal your dream and not replace it with something that's better. So you'll always have people to down what you want to do, that will talk negative about your plans. But as long as you're focused and you actually have a plan established, you stick to your work ethic, be independent. You know, they have core steps to follow, you know, your attitude, being humble, things of that sort. Then you'll make it regardless of what other people say. So it's a lot of personal growth that you can take away from this as well, not just financial.
No doubt. I think those were great bits of information. Again, thank you all for stopping past. I didn't expect it. Go get more information. Enjoy. Appreciate it. We're back Sunday, the entire team, 7 p.m. Thanks, Toya.
All right.
Hot Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I know OD is still hanging out with us. CeeLo, you still riding? You all right out there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I got a
thumbs up for OD.
Good. I'm here, my dude. I'm all about it. You know what I mean?
I see you still there, man. Hey, tell us a little bit about your production company, man. I mean, your crew. I mean, what's the name of the team? What's the name of the production company? Who promoting the music? Who putting the music out?
Okay, right now, I'm going to keep it real rap with you right now. Like, I got a record label. It's called MBE, Money Boy Entertainment. But, like, we more than that. We like a family, you know what I mean? Like, but truth of the matter is, I'm the only person that raps on the whole record label. Everybody else, they're in the streets with it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we keeping it funny. We keeping it moving, like. This is how we're doing it right now. I believe in myself, and I believe in myself so much that I mean other people believe in me, and it turns out that we all rocking together, we all rolling together, and that's just how it be. Like, I got a whole situation out of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Keep
I'm that diamond in the
Keep the teamwork going. Keep the teamwork going. It sounds like good teamwork there, though.
That's how it is, man. It's all love. We ain't got nobody but ourselves, right? Real rap, you know what they're saying, Death Before Designer, and my brother Keeper. If anybody said, if any one of my homies said, my brother Keeper, I just tell them, take my hand, because I got you. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's love over here. You know what I mean?
Good things come to you because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Good things come to you because
of that.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to do this for you, because you are your brother's keeper, and that's definitely our concept here. I'm going to drop this one in this hour for folks who may have missed it in the first hour. This is I'm Rolling, and for people who didn't catch you at the top, I want to talk about what you shared with people in reference to what just happened to you, because I like your spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all I'm going to say to you is keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because you can only do what you know how to do. This is I'm Rolling on the other side of this joint. We're going to come back and talk to my man, OD. It's 11:40. We love y'all. Keep riding with us. Keep supporting us as we support you.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CCM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah. I'm rolling. Ah. I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, yeah, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this bitch must have left me alone.
Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this shit got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this shit hit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was this bitch named Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get hacked. A real pill popping animal, a pill popping bitch. And she don't mind going down, she could suck a good dick. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling, nigga, it's overdose. What you ask for? I got that shit that'll put you on your ass, boy. Soon as I get them shit, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them, and my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as shit, man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't fuck with X shit, what about speed? Oh, you don't fuck with that shit, let's take it back to weed. Look, I got what you need, oh yeah, your car on E. I fuck with your G, shit, I got delivery. Smash box, nigga, flood the trap spot, nigga. Got a whole pack, work it to the block, hot, nigga. Orange to his go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Fuck a regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, head pop, get the speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Radio Live, 11:44 in Fort Lauderdale, 11:44 in Atlanta. CeeLo, you all right out there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Sound like you might have, fell off the bed or something.
No, I was eating noodles. I was eating soup.
That's right. That's right. Eat, make you feel better. Eat and feel better. Folks, 917-889-3926, if you're trying to get it in before we get out of here, we got like 14 minutes left in the show. That was my man, OD. The name of that track was Rolling. OD been hanging out with us the whole show. My man is an MC. He's a hustler. Tonight we've been talking about getting paper. And at the end of the day, it's all about this new movie, King of Paper Chasing. Hitting theaters next Friday, October 15th. You heard from my man DL on Wednesday night. Peoria and Jason Rivera stars in the new flick again, King of Paper Chasing. Look out for it next Friday, October 15th. OD.
Yo.
Yo, man. Again, you shared something that was real, you know, that was real tragic. At the top of the show, man, you shared that you had just lost a family member to some violence in the street.
Yeah, man, it killed my little baby cousin, man. Like,
wow.
But you know, like, I actually, it's crazy because I texted him while he was getting killed. That's the whole crazy part. But like, you know what I mean? Like, all the money in the world, you know, we pay for Chase. You know what I mean? You just gotta stay on your grind. But at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about family and money. You know what I mean? Because, like,
money.
At the end of the day, all the money in the world couldn't bring him back, and it still can't bring him back. I texted him while he was getting killed. You No, I mean, that's crazy. And my last text message to him was, meet me here. He was getting killed. Yeah, that's crazy, right? Like,
yeah.
That's just the way it be, though. You know what I mean? And, like, I was sad, but at the funeral, like, I just couldn't be sad. I just had to be mad, and I just had to be on my grind, because, like, at the end of the day, he died for a purpose. You know what I mean? Who's to say he didn't die so that somebody else wouldn't die? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's just how it be. Wow. That's just how it be at the end of the day. You just got to stay focused, stay positive, and then take it. But today, not only that, my other cousin, he got locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is, man. But that's the life we live, though. That's just the life it is. That's, at the end of the day, that's just how it be.
Yeah.
I take the deal with the bad.
Yeah, you know what? You say that's how it be, and you know, but you say that's the life we live, and I'll say this to you, brother, you know, because you sound real intelligent, you know, and you definitely got a talent, you know, based on, you know, the record that we just spun twice, you know what I'm saying? And we don't spin records twice, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, this is a real radio show. Folks are listening all over the world, and if they don't like what I'm saying, they're going to write me and tell me. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, people, you know, say keep doing what you're doing. This is a real show. That's why we listen. And we always trying to help and provide perspective, right?
Yes.
So I ain't going to talk you to death, but I'm going to say this. You know, life is what we make it. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, sometimes this is a tough cycle to break. But if you want better, you got to do better. And, you know, you can't doing the same thing expecting a different result. You know what I'm saying? In the name of keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? Some things you change because you got to do things different. If you want different, you got to do different. You know,
take
if you don't want things different and you want the same thing, that's what you're going to always get, the same thing. You can break that cycle, but it takes, you know what I'm saying, you doing something a little different. And I'm going to say this, it takes support and it takes people, you know what I'm saying, that want to support you. And at the end of the day, you can't surround yourself with people who don't want to support you. And sometimes that's a rude reality. You feel
me?
Well,
you know.
Hey.
But I feel where
you're coming from, though, because I think you represent a lot of people and how they're feeling and where they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to provide a different perspective. I'm not preaching to nobody. You feel me?
Oh, man, look, I understand exactly what you're saying. I appreciate everything you're saying to me right now. Like. And maybe it wouldn't even be this bad if I had somebody come and speak to me early in my life, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I make music, like, everybody who I chill, like, all my cousins, they're my best friends, you know what I'm saying? Because we all going through stuff that's real. Like, his mom ain't want him, so what? He don't care about nobody right now. My other cousin got killed. He said, you know what, man, that's just how it is. The show must go on, you know? And with me, we all have been on our own since we was, like, 13. Like, that's all we know. I wake up every day. I don't want to live like this. I strive to be better, you know what I mean? And, like, it's coming through my music, and I thank God that I got a talent and I see a way out. But for them, I just make music for the people who don't see no way out, you know what I mean? Who just got a life that they live right now, and they just trying their best to do what they can do, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just make music for them.
Keep making that music. Keep making that music. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You know what I'm saying? God is going to continue to bless you. You're not talking to us, you know what I'm saying, by chance. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is. This was supposed to be happening because you doing something. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't do something, this opportunity wouldn't exist right now. You wouldn't be in position. You know what I'm saying? And one interesting thing that you said right there, I absolutely believe you said that, you know, he died for a purpose. Now, that's a rude reality, and that's real talk, and it's real talk radio, right? But, you know, what you also said, maybe he died to prevent somebody else from dying. Now, that's like almost prolific if you actually think about it. Sit back in your seats, folks.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way. I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow. Why I got my bottle? I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means, so they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you're king of the kings, the God of the gods, and I'ma need you to handle all of my problems. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. Long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith's so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you. I owe you so much. I'll always be your child. Please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's soul is worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earth is, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it best. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
Back TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks to everybody for listening and supporting us tonight. We've been talking about paper chasing, you know, hustling, trying to get it in the best you can. You know, we can't let it consume us. It takes balance, folks. My man OD been hanging out with us all night long. We appreciate it. This show is, you know, here on out, dude. I'm your big brother. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
You,
man.
Whatever you need. Hey, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, you got an angel with you. You know, I got three angels that hang out with me, so you at least got one angel that is committed. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah.
The only way
you got my email address?
It's support. You know what I'm saying? We all need support, my dude. Hey, jot down the email address.
That's love, man. I got you. I got both of y'all email address, man.
Yeah,
because
he sent me his music, and that's, you know, he's some music. I got it Monday or Tuesday.
Hey,
that's when I said
it.
Yeah.
We're real about it. You know, we're real about it. And you know, anybody else that's really, see, this is the deal. You got to be serious. You got to be committed to something, and you got to have talent. That's the only way I can really, you know, work with you, because I can't carry you. You know, you got to be able to walk, and you got to be able to sprint in some places. Because sometimes I go into places that you got to move real fast. And if you a slow ass, you're not going to keep up. And you're not going to slow me down. Therefore, we can't be in partnership. But, you know, if you're on your grind, if you're on your grind and you got talent, you know, and you committed to something, hey, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. CeeLo, hit him up.
That's what it is, man.
Yes. And look, I'm telling you, look, matter of fact, you can write my number down. It's 704-
Hold on,
620. Okay.
realize that the world is listening, CeeLo.
And that's fine, because you know what? I mean, I'm person to a lot of people, you know, and I don't mind. You know,
let me tell y'all who she's not, though. Let me tell y'all who she's not. So I'm going to tell you right now a disclaimer, because she's getting a number from this show. She's not clairvoyant. So you can call her and ask her any kind of questions, you know, like lottery numbers if you want to. You're wasting your money. So she's not clairvoyant. Be on Hot Radio Live.
Oh, okay, look, the number
704-620-4144.
4144. I got you. 704-620-4144. That is it. Don't call me with no BS.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, for real, I you know what I'm saying? I'm a good listener. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, actually, out here, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need somebody to talk to you, so you don't got nobody in the world. You can call me. Just don't call me no BS. Y'all know I keep it real. So, yeah.
Don't ask me no question
you don't want no answer to.
I appreciate everything you did. I ain't bag you in the mall or nothing like that, so I wouldn't even call you or nothing like that, but I appreciate you. I thank y'all for everything too, man.
We got the clean joint, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to replace the joint tonight with the clean joint, and we're going to just keep spinning that joint and spinning that joint. You can come back whenever you want to, you know what I'm saying? I like that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, keep making the music. I'll keep playing the music. We can organize shows for you, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? Hey, so feel free to come back. Come back and join us Sunday, 7 p.m. Folks, we love you. It's Friday night. Going out there, do your business, get it in. Be safe while you doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? It is officially like, it's 11:58. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be morning. It's about to be morning. Be safe.
Star freaks, get high all week. Catch me in the week. I was up the night with y'all. And I'm